Okay, today's malacha is Meleches Soveya. So the Mishnah says, on Daf Ayin Gimel, in the sequence of creating clothing, that after preparing the wool through Menafitz, the next step is Soveya. So Soveya is an Av Malacha, and the question is, what is included in this malacha? So we have this interesting machlokas in the Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis regarding Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses. So Godeles is braiding, but Kocheles, the Gemara initially suggests, should be kosev and concludes that it's a problem of Tzoveya. And Pokeses, according to the second day in Rashi, Pokeses is and that would also be under the rubric of Soveya. So the machlokas in the Mishnah is whether or not these are, according to our blazer, a chi of chatas, and according to the Chachamim, they're only a shvus. So we have to think about what exactly is the Neguruz machlokas here. To say it's a machlokas about Mitzias of whether they're kayama or not is difficult, and to suggest that there's a machlokas about whether kayama applies, also difficult. The simple way to understand it is whether or not this constitutes the normal way, or at least a normal way, to be close enough to be a tolda, or is it only a dindrabanan? And then we have one more wrinkle, which is the Gemara Tzadi Hei, where the Gemara introduces the sheet of Rav Shim ben Elazar in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of Ma'averis Srak Alponeha for herself versus somebody else. La'atzma is in the case of, excuse me, Godeles, Kocheles, and Bokeses, La'atzma is Ptura, La'chavrta is Chayeves. So if you look, the Rif and the Rush, they only quote the Mishnah. They don't discuss the Gemara at all. So what's the Pashtus? Pashtus is that they think that it's a machlokas, and you're going to paskin, of course, like the Chachamim. And therefore, it's going to be midrabanan. And that's what the Rabbah paskins, that you paskin like the Chachamim, and that these are not the oraisa violations of Tzoveya. However, the Rabbi Nechananel here, and he's also quoted in the back in the Shulta Giborim on the Rif, he says, no, maybe we should paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And he says, especially because you're talking about here something which is potentially an Issa Daraisa, because according to Reb Lezer, it's a Daraisa, you should be Machmir. So right off the bat, we have a machlokas of what seems to be the majority of the Rishonim versus an opinion about whether or not Bechlal, this surah of the Malacha of Tzoveya, is going to be Daraisa. Obviously, if you take a piece of paper and you write, and you color it with color, that's going to be a malacha d'oraisa. The Rambam reminds us, we'll talk about this in a minute, that it's got to be kayama all the way around. What do we do with this Gemara on Tzadi Hei about distinguishing between yourself and somebody else? So if you look at the Eliyahu Rabba in Siman Shin Gimel in Os Mem, he suggests that this Gemara is modifying the Shita of the Rabbanan. That he thinks that the way to understand Lechor, this is what he means, the way to understand the Machlokas is whether or not this is the normal way of Tzoveya, of coloring on yourself. But if you color on somebody else, that's D'oraisa, even according to the Chachamim. That's the Chiddush of the Eliyahu Rabba. However, if you look at the Bir Halacha rejects this, and he says, no, this is only a modification within Rebbe Eliezer, and therefore the Chachamim remain with their shita that even la'achirim is going to be pater. So the Bir Halacha says that the conclusion of this Gemara, according to the majority of the Rishonim, is that these are only derabbanan formulations. So what exactly is Kocheles? So the maskana of our Gemara is that it's Tzoveya. The Rambam says that it is a form of Kosev. And that's based on the Giras HaLechora, as the Kapach points out, in the Pirsha Mishnayos, in the footnotes, on the Girsa of the Rabbi Hananel, that the conclusion is that the Malacha here is Kosev. So what's the difference? Why is it Kosev? And how does Kosev differ from Tzoveya? So the Pashtus is, and the if you saw, the Kilas Yaakov and Simen Mem has a couple of different attempts to be Magdidis, but the Pashtus means that Kosev is creating a letter or a word or an image on top of a surface, whereas Tzoveya is transforming the quality of the surface. So Ladugma, you can have, let's say you're a cartoonist, you can have a cartoon, so you can write the shape of Mickey Mouse, so you can draw a couple of circles, and it looks like a mouse. But then, when you take a paintbrush, and you fill it in with color, so it was a mouse, and it's still a mouse, now it's just a mouse in color. So it's gone from being a mouse initially to being another mouse, just the quality, the color, has been enhanced. So when you created the mouse, that's a tzura, that's Kosev. But when you enhance the surface, when you enhance the drawing with the quality of color, that's Tzoveya. Very good. And Tzar B'Kli Tzura, why did the Gemara say that is Makba Patish? So the Merkava Samisha says it's different over there in the case of a Kli, or maybe it's because the Gemara really would say, in a Hanami, if you were to be Mazir the guy on Kosev, maybe you would be Chai Mishum Kosev. It's just, you're also Chai Mishum Makba Patish. And that's the Chiddush over there, that you're also Chai Mishum Makba Patish. Or maybe if you're going to hold that Kosev requires two, like the Suffolk of the Or Sameach, maybe you need two drawings. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, you're right, Alts Kosev, you need two Tzuros. But Alts Makba Patish, one is sufficient. So don't worry, that Kasha can be dealt with. What about Pokeses? So how can Rashi say that sticking Batzek or mud on your face and then removing it, how does that constitute Tzvia? You're removing the dough, and the dough itself didn't add any color to your face. So in the context of the Mishkan, so the Rashi and the Ram both point out that the Tzvia was done in the Urios. So they took the dye, which was made from the spices, the Samamanim, and they dipped the cloth, the string, the thread, into the tzeva. But you saw in the Yerushalmi says, no, we're learning Tzoveya from the Mishkan, from the Oros Elam Adamim. So they would take a paddle, and they would hit the animal, and that would cause the animal to bruise, and that bruising and bleeding would bleed into the skin and cause the Elam to be reddened. And in light of that, Yerushalmi, we can explain how causing the surface of someone's face to turn a reddish color is similar. So according to the Yerushalmi and Rashi, it's not just adding a color dye which can transform the color. It's utilizing some element of the coloration beneath the skin, the subcutaneous blood cells, which are going to cause the skin to become colored. I did not see it inside, but Rabbi Yehuda mentioned to me that there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak who says that sitting outside on Shabbos to tan is an Isra of Tzoveya. So, obviously, Ofra Ani Tachas Kapos Ragli Bala Minchas Yitzchak, but these are Dvarim Temuim. Dvarim Temuim Mamish. Number one, it's B'Shev Altase. And we already pointed out from Rav Schechter in the Eretz Tzvi, from Rav Soloveitchik, to answer the Kashan of Mukhi Yosef, there's no such thing as violating Amlacha B'Shev Altase. It's absolutely B'Shev Altase. But number two, you could also point out that being Tzoveya, the skin of a person, through the Karni Or, is less than the Oros Elam Adamim. Because in the Oros Elam Adamim, you are using some physical substance, some property, to cause your skin to become red. In the case of the batzik, you're also using something. You're employing the use of the batzik. I don't know how it works exactly, but somehow by putting the batzik on the face, that pa'ula. But in the case of the sun, there's no davar mamashi. It's less than that. So it's difficult to understand how that could possibly be a violation of tzoveya, but that's what it says in the Minchas Yitzchak. So what about the actual case of makeup? So the Rambam tells us that ma'averis srak is asur. Now, the Magen Avraham does limit this to women. Why? Because it's not darko b'kach. That's the Magen Avraham in Shin Gimel. And the cross references to the Magen Avraham there in Shin Chaf. So the Pashtus is that the Magen Avraham is saying that the derech has to be in every sense of the word. Because the source of this is probably the Or Zeruah, who talks about the case of the person who's eating the blueberries or the strawberries or the cherries that's coloring their face. And when they're eating it, it's causing their fingers or their lips to become colored. So the Or Zeruah and Siman Samach Gimel says that's not a problem because it's not Tzvia, Ella B'davar Shadarko L'Tzvoa. And the Magen Avraham, L'chora, is saying that it's not just true for the place on your skin or the way that you color your skin. You don't color your skin with blueberries, you color it with makeup. So the Magen Avraham is expanding that to also be true for the types of people. So Kenzai could also be true maybe in parts of the body. Maybe if somebody puts a coloring on their knee, that would be unusual. Maybe be ain darko bakach, and that wouldn't be an isser either, because we're only talking about, according to the Rambam, maximum isser drabanan. So be an isser drabanan unusual, maybe lo gaz drabanan in that way. But lemaisa, as it relates to men, the Magen Avraham is saying that it's going to be mutter. The bigger issue is what's happening here. How could putting makeup on your face be a violation of Soveya? Doesn't the Tzviya have to be, according to the Rambam, a Davar Shel Kayama? So it could be, number one, that when it comes to Soveya, because the Tzviya is about transforming the surface, so it could be that for the Rambam, this is why these types of soveya are only midrabanan. Right? In Achanami, the Rambam requires tzviya to be shel kayama, and that's why soveya your skin is not called a soveya min haTorah. The Rambam said that kosev al basaro is soveya min haTorah, and we go back, based on the same chiluk that we said before, it makes very good sense. Why is kosev on your arm considered to be shel kayama? Because the kayama is the letters. And the letters, unless you have sweat and other factors, theoretically, they could stay there on your arm. But soveya is not about creating something on. It's about transforming the substance. So it could be the Rambam is thinking that you can't actually transform the pigment of your skin permanently. It just doesn't work. Memela, that's always going to be midrabanan. So the first tzad of kayama is to say, you need kayama. It's not clear how much time. And that's why this is only going to be midrabanan. But in theory, maybe you could have come up with some kind of makeup that would be minatora according to the Rambam, but the Pashtus is going to be the Rabbanan. The problem is that the Chayodim quotes from the Smag, he thinks that according to the Smag, you don't require Shal Kayama. However, it's interesting to note that when you look back in the Smag, which we did, does the Smag actually say that it needs to be, that it can be Chayiv even if it's Ein Shal Kayama? Did anybody look up the Smag from this Chayodim? So we looked up the Smag. He doesn't say it at all. What does the Smag say? The Smag says that we're going to treat Kocheles as a Doraisa. So the interpretation of the Chayi Adam is, Kocheles
That's Eino Shel Kayama, and nonetheless, it's going to be Chayav. But there's another way to read the smog. How else can you read that smog? Or what? Maybe because it's Kosev, or because the Paschal is like Rebbe Lozer. We already said the Rabbi Nochanan Paschal is like Rebbe Lozer, and the Shulti Giborim quotes it. He just says it's awesome. It wouldn't be shocking to you, just like the Shaklavataria, interestingly, is Alibay of Rebbe Eliezer trying to figure out what's the malacha here. So the Rambam understands, oh, the Shaklavataria, it's really just what is a Durabbanan of. But the Pashtus is that it's actually establishing what is the malacha of Rebbe Eliezer. So it wouldn't be shocking that the Samag is just Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. And then we go back to what we said at the beginning, which is that Rebbe Eliezer thinks that's called Davar Miskayim. Especially if you think that the Shir of Kayama is, for something like this, at least Miskayim is Bishabbos, like that Lashon of the Rambam, the way he read the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Beis. So then it's very likely that your makeup can last, the Kocheles can last for a day or two or so. And that's the amount that you want it to last. Well, that's the standard way. So it was pretty surprising that the Chai Adam thinks that we're going to be Machmer and Eino Shel Kayama, but because the Chai Adam quotes it, so some later Achronim are going to be Machmer for this. Okay, so now, Lamaisa, what about putting on Shabbos makeup? So if you put on Shabbos makeup, which sticks to your face, that could be either because the makeup itself has an adhesive quality, it has some viscosity to it, or because when you put the makeup on your face is moist. So let's say if before Shabbos you put cream on your face, and then on Shabbos you put powder on your face, what's going to happen? The powder's going to stick to your face. So then that's going to be an issur d'rabbanan of Soveya. But what if you have powder that doesn't stick to your face? So you have three different possibilities here. Option one is to say it's usur, because lamaisa, if you're putting it on, is because you want it to color your face, and it's going to be there for some period of time, and that should be called tzviya she'ena shel kayama, which according to the Chai Adam is potentially an issur d'oraisa, but according to the Rambam is more likely an issur d'rabbanan, but still could be usur midrabbanan. Or you could say that because it is so temporary, then it doesn't even rise to the level of an issur d'rabbanan. You just put it on, but it'll shake off. It's almost like that old aroi de aroi idea, that old suggestion that we had in certain malachos of bon elisha, of kosher she'ino kayama shal kayama, that's heter gamur. Maybe it's nothing. And that's what Rav Moshe writes, and that's what Rav Avadya writes. And then you have something in the middle, because the Rav Avadya quotes the Maharam Brisk, who thinks that it's only permitted if you're using white powder, which is going to maintain the color of your skin and not color it. What are you going to say, Lamaisa? So you have three options. If you look in the new Shmir Shabbos, which I checked out, in the new Shmir Shabbos, it's in Perkei Dalid, Os Samachei, he thinks Nachon, it's proper not to use it. And he quotes from the Ha'aras in Kofayin Beis from Shlomo Zalman, who's unsure about this. Because you are still, Rav Moshe is still being mechadish this idea that there is a new level of Eino Shel Kayama that's Heter Gamor. Because the Rambam is telling you, if it's Eino Shel Kayama, if it's on Sheshar, it's still also Midrabanan. So the answer is going to be, for Rav Moshe, yeah, but there are certain things that are Eino Shel Kayama Klal. Okay. What's an example of something that you can argue that we have another model for, which is Eino Shel Kayama Klal? The photochromatic lenses. So we saw in the Tshuvas that both Rav Avadya and Rav Moshe, they say that the photochromatic lenses, that's a Heter Gamur. It's Eino Tzoveya Klal. It's going to go right back automatically to its original color. And you know, it's another good example of this, which I don't think Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya ever used, but I think it's the same kind of thing, which is going to be
the color-changing spoons for your cereal. I remember we used to get sometimes in the cereal boxes, in usually it was like Trix or Cocoa Puffs. They didn't put these in Cheerios, or maybe they did, but I don't remember that. But sometimes in the Trix are for Kid boxes, what do they put in there? They used to put in a spoon that when you put it in the cold milk, it turned blue. So it made it very exciting to eat breakfast. Anybody else have this? Or they're the only one who had this? It was only in the 80s? Sorry. Now they have cups. Oh, so the color... there you go. Same kind of thing now with the color-changing mugs. So you're going to say... First of all, you could say maybe it's ein darko b'kach. It's a totally shinui, absolutely abnormal. And when it comes to the lenses, you're not even doing a maisa. But when it comes to cereal, you're dunking it in there. But you're going to say, that's not your intention. But now you're going to say, it is my intention. It's fun when I see the color changing. Yeah, but it's ein ashal kayama klal. It's going to go immediately right back. So this is going to be a sniff. Remember, we discussed this in the thermometer case. The Rav Uvadia's discussion about the thermometers is also going to be a sniff where it's going to go back. Now that's going to be more likely, depending on the kind of thermometer, it's going to be more like a co-safe problem. But the idea that it has absolutely no kiyam at all, so that's going to be Heter Gomer according to Rav Uvadia and according to Rav Moshe. Adkan for makeup. The next major issue in this context is the question of Tzviya ba'ochlin, which you could have told me, or you would have told me, is an open and shut din. What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Simen Shin Chav? Litin karka b'tav shel mutar ve'ein locha shlom mishum tzoveya. Why? The ein Tzviya ba'ochlin. Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin. Done and done. So why not? Well, why? Because the Shibbol Eleket said so. Shibbol Eleket is in Pei Zion. I think everybody had a chance to see it. Quotes in the Urayim. Not a problem. So why not? So one option is, says the Kalkolos HaShabbos, this is called Derech Achila. So if we go way back to when we discussed Ochos Borer, is the Heter for Miyad Biyad Ochel Mitoch HaPsolos, is that because in the context of Borer, it's not Borer L'Otzer? Or no, is it because it's Derech Achila? And then the Rashba is going to say that's going to apply to Tochein, and it's going to apply to, according to, not the Egle Tal, according to some Achronim, it's going to apply to Dush. And now, says the Kalkolos HaShabbos, it's going to apply to Soveya. That's one option. Another option, Or Letzion suggests, yeah, it's because it's Ein Ashal Kayama. Okay? You could still wonder if it's the svar of Ein Ashal Kayama, the Rambam thinks that Ein Ashal Kayama should still also be midrabanan. Or you can suggest a third answer. The third answer is that Michael is not subject to the malacha of Soveya, because in the Mishkan, it wasn't like that. Maybe you could model this after Ibud. The Gemara has a machlokas. Ibud ba'ochlin or not. Maybe you could pattern this after the idea of Gidule Karka. Or maybe you can have patterned it after, similar to the din that we saw, the Machlokas Nachon, about whether it's shach to talk about Tfira in your skin. That we said that many Nachronim thought Tofer is not shach begufa Adam. Why not? Because the Gufa Adam is not dome to the Mishkan. So you could argue that food items are not similar to the Mishkan. And perhaps, in light of the Yesod that Rav Stav spoke about when he was here, you can expand this idea even further with a bit of a sharper hagdara, which is that a malacha on Shabbos is considered to be a professional / commercial type of activity. And that will depend on the context in which it is done. If something is done on a food item, so food item isn't subject to coloring. That's just not the nature of a commercial process of coloring. Okay, so that's going to be the baseline. Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin. But now we're going to have some issues
I don't know if anybody went through the tshuva of the Rav Pa'olim. It's quoted a few times. I could have printed it for you because I printed out, Rabbi Simon has the whole thing in a packet, so I printed out the whole thing. And the Rav Pa'olim quotes from the Ginas Baradim that this is only true for Ochel, but not for Mashkim. And what's his raya? His raya is the Rambam on Ein Shel Tzeva. Even though the Rabbi disagrees, the Rambam thinks that the making of the Ein Shel Tzeva with the spices in the water, that's called Soveya. So the simple dechia of this proof from the Rav Pa'olim, from the Ginas Meratim, is that Rambam is not a raya at all. Number one, you could argue that Mayim is not for Mashkim, which we're going to get to in a little bit, you know, a different way of looking at that issue. But secondly, in the case of the Rambam is not talking about dyeing something, meaning dyeing your water, taking a dye and dyeing the water. The Rambam is talking about making dye. So the way you make dye is to take the spices and put them in water. And the Rambam thinks, like we said in Mapis Mursa, Kederach Arofim, like we said in Magus, in Machabes, in Moseach Chutzal Tfira, the Rambam thinks anytime you do a process, which is a step in the process of this commercial, of this craft, that's a malacha. So this is a step in the process of making dye, and that's why it's a malacha. It's not because Yesh Tzviya B'Mashkin. But that is on the books that the Rav Pa'olim is choshish for that. The bigger question that everybody's upset about is the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Tzadi Beis. Everyone saw it. How could it be? Ein Tzvi B'Ochlim, Rav holds Shochet is Mishum Mayim Mechayev, is also Chay Mishum Tzoveya. Isn't that a case of Tzvias Ochlim? Because you eat the meat that you shechted. So the Reim says that what Rav is talking about is Tzvias Ha, or it's the skin, the hide. Of course there's Tzvia on the hide. So that takes the question off the table completely. But perhaps we can suggest six different approaches, and there's going to be a shtickle nafkamina depending on which approach you take. So Avni Nezer takes the Chacham Tzvi and explains it a little more. The Chacham Tzvi answers is because there is dam. And the Chacham Tzvi explains, the Avni Nezer explains the Chacham Tzvi. Everyone see the Avni Nezer? You didn't see it? It's good to see. It's not a long tshuva. Avni Nezer explains, and even though Rav Avadya, you know, dings on this a little bit because it's Ari Derabile, but the Chacham Tzvi's answer is that because there is dam, so the Avni Nezer says it's not called Ochel in its current state. To make it into Ochel, you have to remove the dam because there's an Isser. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of Ochel. Rav Avadya doesn't like this because then you get into the whole question of the fact that the Isser of dam in this context is only Drabanon. So then you get into the question of Kinyan Drabanon, Mahani Lidaraisa, etc. So he says, different pshat. He says that the presence of the dam is not because of the Isser Shabo, it's because of the Mios Shabo. Nobody wants to eat meat if it has dam. You only want to eat the meat when the dam is removed, and you want the dam because as a seller, you want it to look fresh. I remember when I was a kid, there was a huge scandal in a non-kosher supermarket in Maryland called the Food Lion supermarket. That they caught a guy on candid camera spraying red dye on the meat, on the chopped meat in the counter to make it look fresh. It was mamish like this Gemara. They wanted to make the chopped meat look fresh because we all know that when it oxidizes over time, it turns a brownish, grayish color. Nobody wants to buy that. So says Rav Avadya, but nobody wants to eat the blood. So it's disgusting. He also has a suggestion that maybe, and there's nafkamina for shalach manas, that maybe you could say that because it's raw and it still needs to be cooked, that's why it's not called ochel. So you could dingzach on that and say, no, you're going to make a tartar out of it. The question is, how likely is that? But Rav Avadya says it's not meat because it's not roy lachila because the dam made it disgusting. But the Prima Gadim gives a third shot.
fabulous, fabulous pshat of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that the reason why it's not a problem of the principle of Ein Tzvi V'Ochlin as Shach B'Tzvia is because it's not Ochel, it's Schora. That's the way we're going to explain the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, if you're a seller and you color it, that's going to be a problem of Tzvia. Why? Because it's not a food, it's a commodity. A dugma lezeh, the derech mashal, is why it is that when you go to a Heimish store in Buda Park, you can't buy pre-toiveled spoons. By the Heimisher, they have a kele mikvah in the store, a rein. You go over there, and you'll see they have the kele mikvah. Do you ever go to one of these stores? They have it in the five towns. Okay, they also have it in the five towns. So why do you have to go to the tircha of toveling yourself? Just have the mocher tovel all the dishes. The answer is because a mocher is not able to tovel clay schora. They're only able to tovel clay suda. It's the same clay. But when I buy it as a customer, I transform the status of it into my clay suda. When the person is selling it to me, it's a status of clay schora. And that's what's happening here, Prima Gadim says. The meat for the shochid is just schora. He's not interested in the meat as food. He's interested as a means of making a living. Here's an example way of distinguishing, another way of looking at it. If you came to the butcher and you said, I'm going to give you $50 not to work today, he'd be like, you know, I usually earn $50 and now I can earn $50 without working. That's great. But if you came to me and said, I'll give you $50 and you don't have to eat lunch, I'm not going to give you the meat, you would say, I need the meat because I need the lunch. I want the meat per se. This is just a really interesting mashal that I saw in the Sefer Yichud HaShabbos for Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Any of you ever heard of Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger? Maybe. But he is a major Talmud Chacham, Mashpia, Rav, Manig in the Breslov community in Beit Shemesh. Some of you have heard of Rav Judah. Rav Judah is a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. And Rav Kluger has several volumes on Shabbos. And one of the things that he explains in the idea of Maleches Uman is that the difference between an Uman and a Kablan, a developer, is that the Uman, the craftsman, when he makes something, that's his passion. That's what he's interested in. If you go to a glass blower and you say to them, I'll pay you $20 not to make a piece and just sit at home and do nothing, what would he say? He would say, no, that's my work. But when you go to a developer, the developer who's building the house, if you said to him, I'll give you $500,000 and instead of building this house, you can get into some other geschäft. You can sell dental supplies. He would say, great, I would do it. So the idea of Maleches Uman, and this explains a lot of dinim about Ein Tzricha Legufa and Davar Sheni Miskavein, is that when you do a Malacha on Shabbos, you have to want to do the Malacha like you want to do the Malacha, like an Uman. That's the translation of Maleches Machsheves. The Unkel says it's Maisa Uman. You have to want to do the Malacha. If you don't want to do the Malacha and you just have to do it for some other purpose, that's not a Maisa Uman. That's a Maisa Kablan. It's the difference between an artisan, a craftsman, and a developer. The person who developed this building, they would have been happy if you would have given them, tell me, $10 million. They didn't need to develop the building. They could have gone into some other building. But the person who's the interior designer, if they didn't interior design this building, you know what they would do? They go find another one, because that's their Mahal HaChaim. That's what their umnus is. So in a certain sense, that's exactly the point. In the case of the mocher, he's selling meat, but he could just as easily be selling cheese. This is just a mechanism. Oh, great part from the Prima Gadim. When it's in the hand of the mocher, it's a commodity. When it's in the hand of the person, therefore there's Ein Tzvi B'Ochlin. Rabbi Ribiat has a slightly different svara. Some of you may have seen it. Rabbi Ribiat, in the back in the footnotes, Melech Soveya, he says, when it comes to food, your intention is not to color the food. It's just, it's bam mela. I think that was kind of what he was suggesting. Is that correct?
I think so. Difficult.
Others say the same svara. There are other achronim who say, ein svia ba'ochlim. Why? Because when you put color in food, when you're putting the food together, right? What's the original discussion, the Darkei Moshe? The case of putting the red wine into the white wine. So your intention is, because you want to mix the red wine with the white wine, you don't have to worry that it's ein svia ba'ochlim. But some achronim say, oh, that's because it's not intended to be that way. According to this, if this is the svara, then when you intend to color it, then it would be a problem. It's a big chumrah. Two more suggestions. One is the Or L'Tzion. He says, it's not b'skayim, and that's why. And then the last one is ein svia ba'ochlin. Again, going back to that same principle that we started with, that it's not domi d'mishkan.
I feel like you're answering different questions now.
Yeah.
Right. I thought we were trying to resolve the Chacham Tzvi in light of the principle of ein svia ba'ochlin. I think you should get back to just explaining ein svia ba'ochlin.
So I think you could say, following on the same point, which is that Rabbi Ribiat will say, you want to color the meat, that's why there's a problem of tzoveya. But when we say ein svia ba'ochlin with the wine, you don't really care. And you could say the same thing, that when you are, the Or L'Tzion will say, ein svia ba'ochlin, because putting the wine in, the blue coloring into the wine, and it's going to last 2 minutes, because then I'm going to eat it right away. But in the case of the Beis HaShechita, I want to leave it like that until the person is going to buy it. Now, that contravenes a little bit the old svar of Eino Shel Kayama Rav Avadya on the diapers case. So you have to figure out, you know, whether or not you're going to accept both kulas. But the last point about it not being in the Mishkan, that goes back to the previous point. I'm going to leave that out. Let's scratch number six. So we have number one, Avni Nezer, that it's not called Ochel because of the Isser Dam. Two, Rav Avadya, the Dam makes it not Roy L'Achila. Three, Prima Gunim Commodity, Rabbi Ribiat. Number four, that in the case of the Shechita, your intention is to color it, versus in the case of the wine, you're not intending to color it. Number five, the Or L'Tzion, that it's not Miskayim. So, once you have all of these things put together, how are you going to paskin? So if you look, the Avni Nezer in the last second is like, yeah, but maybe we should be machmir for the shitas that yesh tzvi ba'ochlin. So he's not the lachmir in Gansen. And the Chachma Sadam also like that. On the opposite extreme, you have Rav Avadya, who's making legamri. Ein tzvi ba'ochlin, that's what's said in Shulchan Aruch. Done and done. The Mishnah Brura is like, he says, lefima shekaz minash v'sadam, nachon limnoa mizeh. Nachon limnoa. So something in the middle. So if you look in the Orcha Shabbos, he says that it depends if your intention is to make it colored. If your intention is to color it, then that's going to be a problem. So I looked to see, I didn't reach out to him, I just looked in his sefer, Rabbi Leibowitz. He has in an article in Hakona Olamo, in his sefer on Shabbos, about making tea on Shabbos, he has this issue. So we mentioned earlier, just in general, that this comes up. That's what the Rav Pa'olim is discussing, making the tea and the coffee, and Rav Avadya totally rejects that. But there were some achronim who are more machmir when it comes to mashkim, like the Ginas Baradim. So Rabbi Leibowitz goes through the whole story that we discussed about Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin, and he says, you see, the Psak is Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin. And then at the end he says, yeah, but the Avni Nezer is machmir. And the Mishnah Brura is a shtickle machmir. The Mishnah Brura says, nachol machmir. So, depending on what the situation is, there's room for a chumrah here. There's legitimate room for a chumrah. Not invented chumras. There's legitimate room for a chumrah to be had here. You'll notice, right, there's room to be machmir. Yesh makom lahachmir. Legitimate room to be machmir. The Mishnah Brura says, yesh makom lahachmir. And if you look, the Mishnah Brura also quotes this in the Shara Tzion in Simen Shin Yud Ches. In the context of making tea, Jarasian in Sifkat and Samachay, he says if you want to be Yotzi the Machmirim, Machmirim say you first put in the colored item and then you put in the other one first. So let's say you have grape juice and you're mixing it with Bartanura at the Seder. So some would say it's Heter Gomor. Ein Sviva Ochlin, Rav Avadya would say Gesundheit. The Orch HaShabbos would say, well, why are you mixing it together? Because you want to be Mekayim the Hidra of having red wine, Al Tiri Yain Ki Is Adam at the Seder. So your Kavana is to make it red. So the Orch HaShabbos would say, you should be Machmir. Mishnah Berurah would say, L'chor, you should be Machmir, even if that's not your Kavana. So how are you going to get around it? So the Shaar HaTzion says, you should first put in the red and then add the white. So he quotes in the footnote there in Rabbi Leibowitz Sefer, he says that the Ketzos HaShulchan doesn't think that the changing of the order makes sense, but that is what the Shaar HaTzion suggests. And the changing of the order is something, it's true, the pu'ula is happening with the white wine, but the totzah is going to be the same. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says to change the order, but the Ketzos HaShulchan doesn't understand that, and I didn't understand it so much either. Yeah.
Also, it would seem that that's a sorah in the case of the wine for the Seder, sorah mitzvah, or at least
maybe the maybe it's enough. But if you
also raised a good point, I think we were discussing it yesterday,
that's what I'm saying. Like the order, it's hard for me to understand why. Like the Mishnah Berurah is saying in the Shaar HaTzion, if you change the order, that's going to be Yotzei the Machmirim. I don't really understand that, because if you're really worrying about the coloring of the wine, so you view it as by having the wine in there first, so you're now coloring the wine that you're putting in it. So the Mishnah Berurah is assuming, no, the way, the ofen that you color wine is by taking color and putting it into wine. I didn't really understand that. What's the difference? And so Rabbi Leibowitz in the footnote quotes Ketzos HaShulchan, who also doesn't understand it. So I felt good about that. So the Maisa, Yesh Mokum Lahachmir. Okay, what about, two last things, because it's getting late. Two last things. One is, what about the issue of eating fruits or vegetables, like beets, that are going to dye things along the way? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a Yesh Misha Omer in the Tutim Verimonim, in the Tutim story, Shar Peros, this is the end of Shin Chaf in Chaf. So, this is Tully on the Machlokas Rishonim about Derech Lichluch. So, the Mogen Avram here is Machmir on the Derech Lichluch. But the Chai Adam is Mekel B'Shas Adchak, and Rav Avadya has a lot of strong svaras that when you're talking about a Dover Sheinu Meskavim, with a psik resha de lo nichale, and it's mekalkel, and maybe it's ein derech tzvia bakach, so maybe it should be a psik resha de lo nichale, and it is a drabanan. So there's room to be mekel, Rav Avadya points out, but the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are machmir. So even though logically, b'zman hazeh, it's hard for us to wrap our head around how that could be called the melacha of tzoveya, but apparently, and this, the origin of this is 2 days in Tosas that we'll get to next week when we do Malacha Malabain, this question about washing your dirty hands and then taking the dirty water and wiping them on a towel. But it sounds like Lechatchila, so it's interesting, if you look, there is a practical sefer from Rabbi Appel, Zichron Levracha, who was a rabbi in New York, and he wrote like a Kitzur of Hilchos Shabbos in English, the Concise Laws of Shabbos. So he writes in his Kitzur, I'll tell you what he says. His Lashon is, let's see. If possible, you should refrain from wiping your hands or lips with a cloth when they are stained from eating or handling certain fruits such as cherries or blueberries. So he thinks lechatchila, you should. Yeah. So napkins, you could argue that's enoshal kayama klal, it's going to get thrown away. But he says in the footnotes here, in footnote number 7, Since many poskim do not considering coloring brought about by unwanted stains a violation, you may be lenient in wiping your hands, stained hands on a cloth napkin if it is unavoidable. It is better to wash your hands first or to use paper napkins, which you then discard. Likewise, you should refrain if possible from applying a cloth to a superficial wound. If the bleeding is severe, obviously, etc. And then he says, you may always use a gauze bandage, an absorbent cotton intended for this purpose, and discard it upon, because it's the same thing as the paper napkin. Similarly, a woman may perform a bedik or insert a moch dakuk on Shabbos. But he does say, yesh makom lahachmir, it should be avoided. And then the last ta'ara is this issue about coloring water when a person flushes a toilet. So the Orcha Shabbos is machmir to avoid this. And the Orlet Zion and Sitz Eliezer are Mekel. What are the reasons? So, a couple of options. Number one, perhaps you could say it's Ochlin, because it's water. The problem is, based on Rav Ovadia and the Svara of being disgusting, maybe you could argue that water in the toilet bowl, maybe that's not really Ochlin. Plus, you have that extra Chumrah for those who want to be Machmer for the Ginnis Varadim. Another suggestion is that it's going to be immediately flushed out. So, it's super Enoshal Kayama. So again, you go back to that question of how Mekel does one want to be Eino Shel Kayama with Soveya. A third suggestion is, it's not Kavonoso Litzvoa. But then you get into the question of, maybe it's Psikresha, maybe it's Nichale. Maybe it depends if it's your house or somebody else's house. A fourth option is, maybe it's Grama. Or maybe it's related, it's Koach Sheni. So in the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman goes back and forth, and he says, L'chatchila, you should avoid it. So l'chora, if you're in your own house and it's up to you, so you should use one on Shabbos, one of these tablets that doesn't cause tzvi in the water, and you get out of these shilas because Rav Shlomo Zalman is concerned about it. But let's say you're in somebody else's house, so you're in the restroom, you don't have gloves, and the idea of trying to remove it seems to contravene your sensibilities of kavra brios. And the thought of trying to kick it out with your foot is going to be problematic for, you know, Derek Harris, what, you know. So Lamaisa, if the chips are down, you can be Mekel. And Shlomo Zalman says you should be Monea, but the Orlet Zion, Zizlezer say you can be Mekel. So to summarize, we talked about the Iker Machlokas, the Gemara in Kocheles and Pokeses. We talked about makeup, photochromatic lenses. We talked about Tzvia Ba'ochlin and the related issues in terms of tzvia in tea and food coloring, where we saw that the Orcha Shabbos, when you're talking about actual food coloring, is going to be more machmir, but if your intention is not to color it, it's going to be more mekel, although Rav Avadia is mekel in Gansen. We talked a little bit about Derech Lichluch and this last issue of tzvia in the water in the toilet bowl.